From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. More aftershocks from Britain's decision to leave the European Union. This week we'll see much shuttle diplomacy as officials work to contain the Brexit fallout. On Tuesday, British Prime Minister David Cameron travels to Brussels, where the EU's other 27 member states will for the first time meet without Britain. The surprise vote has plunged Britain into political turmoil, with the leadership of both the Conservative and Labour parties in doubt. The First Minister of Scotland is still broaching the possibility of a new referendum on her nation leaving the United Kingdom. Some in Britain clearly want the break sooner rather than later.
They can't stop it. You know, the people have voted, not the government, so that's what people want. They should get on with it.
New Prime Minister comes in, I'm sure straight away they'll do the Article 50 straight away. Soon as possible, we might prefer as well.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, already in Europe, added previously unannounced stops in London and Brussels to his trip at the last minute.
So I am looking forward to my meetings tomorrow when I will meet in both Brussels and London, Brussels with the EU, and of course in London in order to determine what they're thinking about the transition and the process ahead.
John Kerry. Spaniards voted Sunday in a repeat election, hoping to break a political deadlock that began in December following the last election. The results Sunday indicated a stronger showing for the Conservative People's Party, but the PP still does not have enough seats to gain a ruling majority in Parliament. Sunday's results roughly mirrored those in the previous election, leaving Spain in political limbo. This is VOA News.